Welcome one and all to this February 2019 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. We're global. People connect in to our support groups from countries across the world. We are positive, we are supportive, and we emphasize all of the types of natural therapies that are helping people find ways to get sustained relief from their symptoms and, in some cases, to be able to really reclaim their life force and be symptom-free. As is our custom here in our support group gatherings, I will first provide a preview of what we've been doing here at Parkinson's Recovery over the past month in terms of new announcements, new information, so I can catch you all up on what's really going on. I have a couple of quite fascinating questions that were submitted in advance, which I must confess I worked quite long over the weekend trying to prepare a response that I was hopeful would be supportive and helpful. Then, of course, we'll connect in to those of you who've called in and just find out what's up, what kind of things are happening with you, what suggestions do you have, topics that you want to discuss, et cetera, et cetera. There is the chat room field, and if you're connected in right now and have anything you'd like to ask, add, information, support for others, whatever it might be, of course, you can add it into the chat room right now. First, a preview of new developments that we've discovered here through our work over the past month. About 72 or 74 members of Parkinson's Recovery have elected to purchase the Vialite Neuro Gamma device. And I checked with a company here just last week, and it appears as though about 9 out of 10 of the users have found that it has been useful for one reason or another. And by that I mean there were about 10% of the units that were returned for a 80% refund. So I like the Vialite company. I think they have integrity, they have transparency, they have excellent products, they have a guarantee that they will honor, and of course they also honor their 80% offer of a return of your money if you return the used product within 6 months. It's just a really incredible offer. Now, the reason I'm discussing this is that the new development just a few days ago has been that I have been waiting patiently for the announcement of a new device, a photobiomodulation device that has been invented by the very same individual who invented the NeuroGamma device, Dr. Lou Lim. It's called the X Plus, P-L-U-S. Now, this one, I'm thinking, and of course we have no evidence, it's brand new. There is some research being conducted at the University of California, San Francisco, about using this very specific device, but the results are not quite finalized. Apparently, preliminary results are optimistic and promising, but we don't have the final results yet. So it's a new device. I, however, want to encourage those of you who are attracted to light therapy as an option for yourselves to consider getting this X Plus, and then of course letting me know to what extent you find it has been useful or not so. So it's called X Plus. Now, the other reason why I've been so enthusiastic about this, I found out about it about 4 months ago, and they were developing and getting all their materials ready and getting it, you know, ready to be able to ship out to customers. So I've been waiting, calling and asking, is it ready, is it ready? Why have I been so impatient? Well, the actual price of this device is really much lower than the NeuroGamma. The NeuroGamma is listed now at $1,700 and I think $50. And, of course, you get a 10% discount if you are a Parkinson's Recovery member. That's great. That reduces the cost somewhat. But still, that's a pretty pricey amount of money, especially if you're not certain it's going to help. Now, the X Plus device is something that I think, from what I understand from preliminary information, might actually target the areas of the brain that really will even more effectively facilitate healing of the substantia nigra and in that midbrain where we have some issues that are contributing to these symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So consider this. The price, as I saw listed on the website yesterday, was $749, so it's a reasonable price. you get a 10% discount if you, and they guaranteed me, I checked it out actually, if you enter the coupon code they gave me for the other device, it's, the coupon code is healing for me. So H-E-A-L-I-N-G, the word healing, and then the number 4, and then M-E, that's the coupon code. You'll see an immediate reduction of 10% off that $749. And then what I noticed was it comes out after you have shipping cost of, around $700 or so. So if you think about it, the risk is really relatively minimal for 6 months of being able to use the device. And, of course, you don't have to use it yourself. You can, the entire family can use it as well. So it's called the X Plus. And I'm optimistic, given I know the integrity of this company, that it really will provide a boost to many individuals experiencing Parkinson's symptoms. What's the evidence for that? We have none. It's brand new. So remember, you may be a person that really feels like you really have to have some evidence that it's going to help others. But we do know the NeuroGamma device, the one that cost more than twice as much as the X Plus, has really been very successful for persons with Parkinson's. Not for everyone, but I'd say 9 out of 10 users have found relief from one symptom or set of symptoms or another. Second announcement is that the development of a new CBD oil that is water-soluble, I think, is a revolutionary development. The product was announced last month. It is called 10X. The number 10 and an X, it's called a pure spectrum CBD oil. Now, many of you purchased the 1500 CBD oil previously, and as I understand it from just initial feedback, there have been positive experiences with that particular oil. I'm thinking if you're finding that CBD oil is something that's been useful to suppress your symptoms, that experimenting or getting the 10X Pure Spectrum CBD oil will, if you're getting good results from using CBD oil, be a wonderfully cost-effective alternative. So because it's got 10 times the penetration, you take significantly less, fewer drops to get the same result. So the challenge, I think, with CBD oil is that if you're going to use this day after day, week after week, month after month, it gets to be costly, and it begins to reduce your bank account. Not that it's exorbitant. It's certainly not anything like some of the prescription medicines that are very expensive, but still, it can be rather pricey. So I would like to encourage those of you, especially those of you who found using CBD oil has been successful, to purchase and try this 10X Pure Spectrum CBD oil. And the offer from the company is the same. That's why I have no hesitation to tell people about this. The offer is you can use this entire bottle of this Pure Spectrum 10X CBD oil, and if it does not help, within 60 days after purchase, you return and it's going to be an empty bottle, for a full refund. So there really is no risk. And I've not heard of any reports of side effects or other kinds of untoward experiences with using it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's worth giving it a serious trial spin to see if it doesn't really help. Now, some of you may have already previously tried CBD oils and thought, oh, goodness, this really is not going to help. This is not an option for me. And it may not be. However, what I do know is that there are many companies out there that are selling CBD oil that are scammers. So they'll say, we've got 300 milligrams of CBD oil in this bottle, which, by the way, is about a minimum if you have Parkinson's symptoms. You really have to have a pretty high concentration in order to be able to see relief from symptoms. That's what the preliminary research really shows. But even if you got a 300 milligram bottle, it may be that that bottle only contained 10 milligrams or 25 milligrams or even that. So there are a lot of companies that have sprung up, many, many, many. They are selling their products based on price, and they're not worth it. So what I'm trying to say is if you've purchased a CBD oil from some other source, if you tried it, didn't seem to help, I would not necessarily draw the conclusion that this is not a therapy that will be useful. I'd give it one more shot, a risk-free shot. If I were you, And again, if you're only called out to pursue this as an option, since there's so many options, I would purchase the 10X Pure Spectrum CBD oil and use it all the way through. See what kind of dosage, number of drops are going to be useful. See if it helps. If it doesn't, return the bottle, get your full refund. And if it does, that's a wonderful discovery. So that's my recommendation. It's a new product. The preliminary results that I've heard back are really very promising. So in one report, I guess the bottle says use 10 drops. Or no, I think it's 6 drops is what the actual instructions say. A person used it and found out that was way, way too many. They only needed 1 drop. So you can see the cost-effective benefits may be very significant. Finally, the next announcement I want to pass on to you is that I talked before about the brand new ketone ester that's now being commercially produced. I think it just has wonderful potential contribution to providing relief from symptoms and suppressing symptoms. There is now a Facebook page. If you're interested in learning more about the ketone ester, the people who were movers and shakers and discussants on that page knew a great deal about using the ketone ester. And so it's a good thing if you want to learn more about it. You can request admittance to the page, and I believe the way to do that is to email the following individual, Frank Losa. And so the email is Frank, F-R-A-N-K, at ketoneaid.com, K-E-T-O-N-E-A-I-D.com. And just say you're interested in participating in the Facebook Ketone Ester page. And you have to get permission to get in there and then begin to read some of the discussions back and forth. They're really quite interesting. People who are asking questions, people who have some experience with it. So you'll get a little more information about the ester from being a part of that discussion. Last two announcements in terms of what's happening here over the spring. I've decided to offer 2 courses in the spring. The first is a second offering of Rock Solid Walking. It's an 8-class course. Of course, replays are available and notes for all of the classes. That will kick off on March the 12th. It's always on 12 noon Pacific time, USA. The first offering of that has been really heartwarming. Many people have responded that they found some strategies, methods, techniques that really have made a remarkable difference in their ability to have walking that indeed is rock solid. So I was encouraged. I thought I was excited. I thought these ideas really are going to make a difference. So we're going to offer that in the spring starting March the 12th. And then a brand new course. Here I'm being offered this course by very popular demand, which is entitled Tame Tremors. And so we're going to be introducing the various natural methods that I've discovered over my 14 years of research that really do help suppress tremors. And that course will launch on March the 20th and continue for 6 consecutive sessions. So Tame Tremors, new course, and we'll be talking about the natural methods. Just as a heads up, I will not be discussing prescription medicines and the kind of therapies that are prescribed and available only through medical doctors. I'm not a medical doctor, so if you're interested in learning more about the prescription medicines, you'll have to get that information directly from your doctor. But all the natural therapies, I consider myself rather the international expert. So what I've really done and what I've spent a great deal of time over the last couple of months, instead of airing new interviews on Parkinson's Recovery Radio, what I've done is I've gone back over the 14 years of interviews, and there are so many remarkable, incredible, rich, useful ideas that have been sort of buried in the dust, so to speak. So when I've got an interview from 2010 that of an individual that had Parkinson's and they're suggesting a particular therapy, I'm retrieving all of that information. I'm organizing it, and that winds up being the content of the courses that I've been teaching here this winter. So Rock Solid Walking and Tame Tremors, you are cordially and warmly invited to join me in either of those two courses. It's always a joy and an honor to be able to offer them. So now I'm going to read and respond to a couple of, again, quite fascinating questions that I received from members. And then, of course, we'll check in with those of you who've called in. First question from Ian. Do you have any feedback on N-acetylcysteine? Anyone have problems with side effects like digestive issues, abdominal cramps, etc.? What doses are working? What improvements have people experienced? So first, let me, for all of you, explain why N-acetylcysteine might be the kind of therapy that would provide benefit. The issue really turns not so much on any deficiency of N-acetylcysteine, but rather on deficiencies of glutathione, which is very much lower in the substantia nigra. Research definitively shows that people who have symptoms of Parkinson's are pretty universally, I don't mean 100%, but pretty universally deficient in glutathione. Now, this contributes to dysfunction in the mitochondria, and it also creates oxidative stress. So the idea behind using this particular amino acid is that it limits the amino acid accumulation in glutathione synthesis. And so this idea is it protects against the alpha-synuclein toxicity, which, of course, is connected to the neurological challenges. In the end, then, I think the way to think about this is that it is a glutathione sort of an issue. My first response is that from all of the different kinds of options I have seen, it seems to me that the one that really was a winner development, a research discovery just over the last 2 or 2.5 years, is this enzyme called ME3, which is one that taken through the digestive system naturally produces glutathione so that there is no blood-brain obstruction. And so the interview with that was with Ross Pelton, who is the one that went all the way over to Estonia to the researchers and had an interview and investigated the truth and telling of this particular development. It is the real deal. I know a number of you out there are taking this and can provide some support to the fact that it does provide some boost of your glutathione in a natural kind of a sense. So that is the more direct possibility. Now, what about N-acetylcysteine? Well, that falls into the category of what is called amino acid therapy. In the survey that I conducted this last holiday season, and for those of you that are not familiar, I asked my members of my audience the following question. Since the previous holiday season, in other words, the previous year in 2017, have you been feeling better, worse, or the same? And then I asked, well, what therapies have you found to be useful? Now, if you haven't heard, 70% of the respondents reported that they were either the same or better. So the whole idea, oh my goodness, you get this diagnosis, you're going to get worse every year, is not true. Clearly 70%, either the same, no difference, or quite a few individuals wind up being improved, wind up being better. Now, what also wound up being quite interesting is people would list whatever therapies they found were useful in providing relief from their symptoms. They were helping them to feel better. Amino acid did flip up to the top 5 or 6 therapies that were reported to be useful. And that, of course, includes the medicines and the supplements and the exercise. Also included was the Theolite light therapy, as well as the CBD oil. So I thought, well, that's really interesting. Amino acid therapy, it was a bit of a surprise to me as something that people found was really useful. So what I do know is that people taking amino acid therapy, yes, there can be issues with digestive issues, abdominal cramps, et cetera, et cetera. And some people find that it's just a wonderful approach. So the issue with using amino acid therapy is the following. What the developers of that are arguing, and this is Marty Hines, who is the proponent of this therapy. He's a doctor from Minnesota. What they're basically saying is that the medicine that people take called Cinnamon, which is really the gold standard, it's the best out there for Parkinson's, is something that has to use carbidopa because carbidopa suppresses these awful side effects of nausea and cramping and the other kinds of problems that a direct L-DOPA infusion creates. So what they're saying is carbidopa is not a good thing to have in medicine. So what they do is instead of doing the carbidopa, they use amino acid therapies, and not just N-acetylcysteine, but they have a number of different kinds of amino acids that they use, and they adjust those over time each and every week. It's a therapy that takes, I think they said, about a year and a half to be able to show results. You have to hang in there, realize that you may be feeling pretty crummy a few weeks because they haven't quite got those amino acids adjusted as they actually should. Now, you're asking a question here that I just have to say I really have to shy away from. What doses are working? Well, again, I have to report that's not something that I'm qualified to even touch or say anything about. I can discuss these issues from a researcher point of view, but not from a medical doctor. What improvements have people experienced? And I can say that it's almost like every single therapy I have ever investigated thoroughly. The surprising result is that a number of people will report back, this really has helped me. I am so glad I found out about it. But that's not true for everyone. Some people will report, oh, I tried this and that was not the right therapy for me. So it really depends on your body and whether or not your body is a body that is, in this case, perhaps not receiving enough glutathione. And this might really produce and facilitate the reduction of oxidative stress and facilitate the ability of the body to actually produce the glutathione that is needed, which, of course, is at that very fundamental process of health and wellness. Now, as the question continues, oh, and you also said, have I seen this research? You gave me a link of people wearing LED helmets emitting red light. So that's a photobiomodulation set of research endeavors that are being conducted in Australia. And I have to say, no, I had not seen that, but that's really quite fascinating. So the question continues. I've been using the light bucket for about 10 months. Now, I think that refers to the Vialite NeuroGamma device. I do find it very difficult to determine what effect is caused by what treatment, as I am doing so many things, and that's true for everyone. I do have improved smell and taste and was walking better and more upright. One thing I found is that after getting an EMF meter, the electrical field inside the bucket is extremely high, but earthing appears to bring it back down. So I'm not sure when you say the bucket if you're referring to the neuro device or not, but it is just like what a bucket actually does. Now, the next question from Bill is the following. One possible subject to discuss at the next Parkinson's Recovery Support Group meeting is that I would be interested in this ongoing notion that coffee and a chemical compound within coffee bean, EHT, can tamp down PD symptoms. There's a company that has received a patent on EHT as a supplement by itself. I guess they're called Nerium, N-E-R-I-U-M. But they seem a bit scammy and the product seems overpriced. Would love to hear your take on this subject. So, Bill, I really did quite a bit of research on this because there's a lot of background information about not just coffee as a potential gentle therapy to address Parkinson's symptoms, but green tea as well. And what I'll be sending to you and everyone in the notes is a link to a posting of research discoveries by an individual who has Parkinson's disease. His name is Rich Melvin, who spent, I think, I can conservatively say 3 years, maybe 4 years, in investigating everything there is to know about the research that says anything about these natural kind of interventions, herbs, supplements, amino acids, you name it, that have any kind of an influence on providing relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. Now, Rich is not a researcher. He's an amazing artist. And yet, he also happened to have this skill of being able to look at these very detailed scientific studies. And in this posting that I have made available to you, you will see a listing of what he identifies as the types of, again, ingredients, supplements, minerals, vitamins, you name it, that research has confirmed really will provide some relief from symptoms of Parkinson's. Now, there's a long list, and it does include coffee and green tea. There is also an actual interview that I did with Richard Melvin, and that interview was conducted on April the 18th, 2016. So you can actually hear him discuss all of the kinds of research revelations that he was able to unearth. Now, the reason I thought that would be useful is, first of all, there is some quite fascinating, very specific research about coffee, and again, green tea, that I thought you'd like to be able to see. It is very technical, I must warn you. But also, a big reason I wanted this to be available to everyone is there is a wide list of possible therapies, natural therapies, that can address symptoms of Parkinson's. Many of them you probably haven't even known about or heard about. So here in this question, we're focusing on just one among many, many, many other potential therapies, coffee. And yet, if you just step back, I just want to say, well, wow, the fact is that there's a lot out there. One of the kinds of recommendations I've made to those of you here in our Parkinson's Recovery Support Group is check your own instinct, check your own wisdom, ask your body, do I need this particular supplement or not? There's so many choices out there. There's so much research indicating that one type of an intervention will help. So you can't do them all. And yet you can make some reasonable choices and pick and choose those that really might provide some significant support. So that's a golden resource. I also want to say that I was truly and profoundly impressed with Rich's work. First of all, it extended over many years. And second of all, it is not the kind of work that researchers ever do. When you have researchers, they focus on a very narrow aspect of their research program. It's very focused. They can't get published unless they become sort of experts in a very narrow field. So nobody really steps back like he has and said, all right, I'm going to go way back to the 1700s, which is what he does, and says, what do we know about Parkinson's? What were people saying back in the 1800s, the 1900s? What do we know today? What is the research as it reveals what helps people with Parkinson's? So I've got the notes that will be attached to my report of our discussion today that you will receive in your email, all of you in your email, that I think you'll find will be, at least for me, was just really quite fascinating. The actual presentation itself is relatively long. You could imagine 3 or 4 years of work reveals some very detailed evidence. He does explain in great detail some of the scientific evidence, which is very detailed and full of lots of complexity. And yet, in the end, I think if you'll just step back, what you'll see is there's a lot out there that shows that these natural interventions can make a huge difference. Having said that, I also want to report that, yes, people do take coffee in the morning. They do report that it does provide some relief. One of those people is Bill Curtis. I interviewed him on December the 13th, 2017. He does a coffee drink every morning, as do others. And that's one of the reasons that coffee contains these kind of ingredients that have been shown to be useful for reversing symptoms of Parkinson's. Bill Curtis, by the way, is also a person who takes the ketone esters and knows a great deal about that. He's a part of that Facebook page where people are discussing ketone esters. So Bill does it. Many other people that I've discussed take the coffee as the morning tonic, could I say. And, of course, he also adds some fatty kind of ingredients to his coffee because he's interested in facilitating the natural production of ketones using a rather high fat ingestion in his coffee potion or in his coffee drink, if I could put it that way. Now, having said, okay, what about this company that somehow concentrates the EHT and, you know, provides this supplement? Well, again, I think that's the kind of thing you really need to use your instinct, muscle test fat. Is that something really that would be useful? You say scammy, and I kind of had the same reaction. I don't know anything about the company. What I could see is that their pitch is anti-aging. And, of course, they've got a big market out there of people who will do anything to be able to reverse aging. And I think the other issue with getting any kind of a supplement like that, that's not natural, you know, that's not just like drinking coffee, is the following. The assumption is that, okay, if you just get more of that supplement, you're going to be better. However, I think what is actually more often the case is that our bodies may have plenty of that as a supplement in our body already. So EHD, no matter what it is, it could be the cysteine. It could be any kind of a substance. So it may be, if you really did an assessment of, okay, how much in the body is there of this substance, what you'd realize is, whoa, there's more than enough. In fact, there's four times as much as the body typically needs. So what's the issue? It's not a deficiency in that. It turns out that the question is, the body is not processing that. It's not processing that. And so what you need to do is, instead of pumping more of what is deficient in the body, which is just going to put a load of on the body of being able to eliminate that as a toxic residue, what you want to do is to step back and say, okay, why is my body not processing these? And then maybe it's amino acids. Maybe it's the medicines. Who knows what it is? And it's possible that at the core, I've discovered that a number of reasons is there's a folic acid deficiency. So there are lots of different reasons. And just to say that you need something may not be the answer. And, of course, for people who have the belief the reason they have Parkinson's symptoms is because they have a deficiency in dopamine, well, that very well may be the case. But for many people, as it turns out, they have way too much dopamine in their body. The problem is the processing. So just to take a supplement blindly, I don't think is advisable, no matter who is producing it. I think the key is to realize that only you and your body will know whether or not that will provide some support for you, because you're different, you're unique. Now, if you haven't already received this from me, I have this little booklet on muscle testing, so you don't have to go to a practitioner and have them muscle test yourself. It's a little four different little muscle testing techniques that I use myself all the time. I don't have to rely on anybody else to do my own muscle testing, and I muscle test all the time. There's so many decisions about what supplements to take, what does my body need today, and the answers are always changing. So if you'd like to be able to have that as a resource, email me, and all you need to say is, please send me your muscle testing booklet. And it's a little small little booklet with four different very simple ideas that you can implement anytime, anywhere, all by yourself. So that provides my thinking and response to your question about coffee. And then the summary, general summary for you is, there are many, many, many different methods and technologies and supplements and support systems that can provide relief. And so really, I think the issue is, all right, what does your body need? What is the issue for you personally, and what do you need to take? One of the big reasons I have that attachment, not an attachment, it's a link to a posting that I want you to be able to read of Richard Melvin's summary of the research evidence, is you're going to see lots of different options out there. Probably many of them you didn't even realize they existed. They're all great. They're all founded by research. They all will help some people. Will they help you? Well, that's only something I think that you can pursue for yourself. So now, we've got some chat room discussions from Vanna. And hello from Vanna. Hello, Vanna. Nice to connect with you. So is that amino acid also known as N-acetylcarcine? Yes, I think that is right. NAC is what it is often referred to. And Vanna says, item before 10X spectrum first. And Vanna says, first item, I got online as you were making your announcements. Could you repeat the first item described, is that NAC? Oh, yes. So the question that I was responding to had to do with N, the letter N, acetyl, A-C-E-T-Y-L, and then cysteine, C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E, which is why I think, yes, you find it referred to as NAC, particularly in some of the research studies who have examined NAC. They've done studies with rats and mice, and they find that it really does provide some neuroprotective device and benefits. So far, that's all we have here in the chat room. So let me move over here to who is here and see if we can't then connect in and say hello, what's up, what can we respond to in terms of any questions or topics to discuss, and any information about what's helping or not helping you on your journey down the road to recovery. So again, I'm going to just check in and say hello to each of you. And if you're here really just to listen, remember, it's just a question of saying, well, thanks, I'm just here to check in and listen and, you know, find out about what's up here at Parkinson's Recovery. So let me first open up the line, if I could, to Lynn. And we've got some feedback here on the line when I open that up.
So again,
you might need to turn off your speaker.
And, if you're here really just to listen, remember.
So I'm going to cut that off for just a minute. And so, Lynn, I'm trying to connect in with you, but I think if you'll turn off your speaker, we'll be able to actually have a conversation. We can both hear. So I'm going to open up that line again and see if we can now hear you. Oh, there you are. Okay. Hi, Lynn.
Yeah. I was listening on my computer, and I had my phone muted. So
That's exactly what I was thinking. So what's up with you?
Oh, my tremors have gotten real bad. I went to this pelvic floor doctor because I got tremors in my right groin, and a pelvic floor specialist physical therapist, and they messed around with the area, and now I'm in incredible pain.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that. Were they pretty invasive in terms of pressing pretty far in there?
Oh, yeah, it was very painful.
Oh, my goodness, Lynn. Well, what I can report is from a number of people in my audience over the years, when they go not just to a physical therapist, but when they go to a massage therapist and they get deep tissue massage, that's exactly what happens, is that they wind up having pretty severe pain for a while. And so what happens is that the body's already traumatized in that area, and when you push in there, really in a hard sense, not gentle, but in a very aggressive sense, the body responds with tightening up. So it gets scared. It just gets very tight and resistant. So instead of releasing anything, it does just the reverse.
Oh, okay.
So that's the problem with that kind of therapy. And from the practitioner's point of view, they are trained to do that kind of work because a lot of people that they work on have fresh injuries. They've been in automobile accidents, let's say. And what they're actually doing is they're going down deep into the embedded tissues where there's a little scar tissue, and they are helping to remove the scar tissue.
Oh.
But in your case, that's not the – I mean, there's not a scar tissue issue. In your case, the problem is that there's some probably traumas of one type or another that are embedded there. And so the better response is to think about gentle releases, very gentle releases. And that's why a lot of members of my audience report that the cranial sacral therapy is useful because, boy, when they do their work, they are not digging in at all. The kind of pressure that they apply on the...
I actually had a session last week in that, so...
Was that helpful or not?
Not really. I released a whole lot. I did what you said, and I just let myself shake. I shaked a whole hell of a lot, because that's my only symptom is the shaking.
Okay, and so that was a good thing. You had some really great releases. Are you saying that as an afterward, you still had tremors?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lynn, the way to think about that is, in the session that you had, the releases were launched, they were begun. But when you get that kind of therapy, it tends to continue over time, at least for several days.
Okay.
So what you could think about is the releases are simply continuing.
Okay.
And it would really be helpful. I don't know if you're comfortable with that therapist or not. Maybe they don't feel the right person for you. But if they do, I would certainly make it a point of having some follow-up sessions.
He's offering me free sessions because I, financially strapped due to all this stuff.
Oh, Lynn. So have you scheduled new sessions with him?
Yeah. He has 2 weeks. He's real busy. But after that, he's going to sign me up again.
Oh, do it. And do it, I'd say every week at least, if not twice a week, if you can do that. And thank him profusely. It's just, I think the way to realize is that these traumas have been embedded at the cellular level over many, many years from the moment we were born, from the moment we were in embryo. And so they are embedded in a place of no words, no thoughts, no memories, but they're just there. And so all we're doing is we're setting the intention to allow all of that to release. And you don't want to make it too fast or too uncomfortable. You don't want it to be painful. So you want it to unfold in just the right pace that it needs to unfold. And be sure to, as you're experiencing enhanced tremors, and again, it sounded like that might have been because of the therapy that you had. It was more like the big penetration therapy that was not useful for you. I just want to suggest that having tremors to all of a sudden become more exaggerated, think of that more as your body is setting the intention to release. And
I've been working on that journey process, which even if it didn't help the tremors, I am in so much pain and so much tremors, but I'm happy as can be. So
that's great. So it's working. It's working. Yeah, and so, you know, tremors can be very problematic, obviously, and it can sometimes be very helpful to find ways to suppress them temporarily. But realize that your body is just doing what it needs to do to be able to release all of that that's trapped, and set the intention to do it as gently as possible.
Yeah. The other thing, I'm trying to just keep all options open, so I'm going to Mayo Clinic on the 29th just to get their opinion and possibly do that high-focus ultrasound.
Oh, great.
And then my acupuncturist is starting to do stem cell, and he said he'll give it to me at cost, so I don't know.
Wow. Okay, so you're doing some other kind of things, and you're called out to pursue those. That's wonderful, Lynn.
Yeah, so I have a feeling between everything I'm doing, I'm thinking 3 months from now things will start getting better.
Right.
Sooner.
And usually, you know, a lot of people feel like they start therapies and they're going to feel instantly better, and that's really not the way the body works. Usually,
yeah.
If you're on the right path, you're going to feel worse before you feel better. So
that's
hang
what
in there.
I wondered about with this, even with what these doctors did when they pushed on the pelvic floor. Maybe that was one of those things. When you feel worse before you feel better.
It could be. It could be you really did get some releases there. And the way to think about pain is to realize that, all right, there's probably a feeling underneath the pain. So whenever you're experiencing that pain, just say to yourself, let me just set the intention to drop just underneath the pain. And if any kind of feelings come up or emerge, whatever you might describe them to be, then just set the intention to release them. Just say, okay, I'm ready to let all this go. I've been hanging this in my body for long enough, and let's just let it diffuse.
Okay, I'll try that, and maybe I'll try doing, I got like some recordings of the journey process that have helped a lot.
Oh, good.
So they have you
wonderful.
Travel to a certain part of your body with a mentor and some shuttle of some kind, and then they bring you back to where that memory was formed, and then they have you release the feelings, but also ask for forgiveness, and it's really quite a process.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. So you're doing releases in that journey kind of a way in your body.
Right.
That sounds great. That sounds wonderful, Lynn.
Okay.
Absolutely
well,
wonderful.
That's been real helpful. What do you think about that machine for me that I'm going to look into it, that one you were talking about? I tried the Vialite, and it did nothing.
You tried the Neuro... Gamma?
Yeah. But I just tried the new one you were just talking about.
Yeah, as I was saying, we don't know. It's brand new. It's a new invention.
Yeah, I'll look into it. I'll do some research and ask myself.
But the research obviously is not out yet. We don't have any user experiences for that. The benefit of that for you may be you do have localized pain. It sounded like in your hip.
Yeah.
And you can move that unit down there to your hip. It's not just something you put on your head.
Oh.
So you can position it into places where you're having some pain or discomfort, or you want to be able to get some extra support. And
so
it
maybe
may be that
the Beamer thing. I've got a Beamer, and I haven't put it on my hip because I sleep on it every other night.
You can put that pad also on the places where you've got discomfort. That's something that should help as well.
Okay. Well, thanks.
You're welcome, Lynn. Well, thank you so much for being here. And you said the journey information has been helpful. Could you say what that name is again? I want to be sure to put it in our notes.
The Journey by Brandon Bayes.
Brandon, and how do you spell his last name?
Bayes, B-A-Y-S. She had cancer the size of a basketball in her stomach and was a healer. And so she figured out a way to heal herself in 6 weeks from a basketball-sized tumor and develop this process. And they tell me that they have seen people with Parkinson's been healed through this process before.
Well, fantastic. Well, that sounds like a journey well worth taking to me.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I took an online course for $350. I didn't think that was too bad.
No, it's not. Well, thank you, Lynn, so much for your update and your report and many blessings. We look forward to connecting with you next month.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're very welcome. Bye. And now let me check in with Vonna. Hello, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
We sure can, and thank you for those little notes that you put in the chat room.
Yeah. What I was talking about was something you were describing at first, but I guess you'll put that in the notes. It was before you started describing that 10X. You were presenting different things. You're talking about, I don't know what it was you were talking
about. Yes. So what you were asking about, and I didn't answer that, did I? I'm sorry. So what you were, as I understand it, asking about is the first announcement in our gathering today was not about the 10X, that's a CBD oil, a full spectrum.
Yeah,
end times
it was before the 10X.
Yes, so the other announcement had to do with new light therapy, photobiomodulation therapy device that has just been invented by Dr. Lou Lim from Vielight, V-I-E-L-I-G-H-T. And that device is called the letter X and then plus, P-L-U-S. So it's actually, we just finished mentioning that to Lynn when we were talking with her. It's a kind of a thing that can be used in conjunction or along with the neuro gamma device for people who already have that and are finding that that's been useful. But it also can be used independently. And apparently you can move it in various places around your body. So around your head, you can put it on your hip, your knee, wherever. And it's also got the nasal applicator like the neuro device does. So it's a really interesting research development, I think. And I'm excited to encourage many people to experiment with it to see if it helps them. The other news that I'll just also remind everybody about is the neuro gamma device was costing people about, I think, $1,750, although you got a 10% discount from the coupon code. But the new device, the X Plus, I'm really excited because it's far less costly. It's only $750. So with a 10% discount, you can, you know, really get a very affordable device, see if it works. And then the other reason why I just without hesitation recommend that people consider this is that if it doesn't help within 6 months, you just return the unit. It's going to be a used unit, and you get an 80% refund. So the risk is minimal.
Who's in charge of that, Doctor Who?
No, it's a company. It's called Vielight. There's a link here on the page, the course page. It says Vielight X Plus, and if you'll just click that link, it'll take you to the Vielight page. If you'll scroll down, you'll see this. It was just listed on the website last week, a few days ago. It's called X Plus, and they give you lots of detailed information about it. And so you can explore it there. And then the other thing is if you want to move on that, be sure to get your 10% discount because that's what they offered members of my audience. So you put in the coupon code HEALING4ME, the word healing and then the number 4 and then M-E, and that immediately qualifies you for a 10% discount. So instead of $750, it knocks it down to about $660 plus the shipping is, you know, a little under $700 or so. So it's a reasonable price. And, of course, if it helps, well, that's well worth it because it's a lifetime therapy. And if it doesn't, you get most of your money back.
So what is it? What size is it? Large, small?
Well, it's, of course, it's new, but you'll see the picture on the website. And neural gamma device is kind of this thing you put on your head. It's like a helmet, and then you put this little snappy thing in your nose, in your nostril. And so they send the light up through your nose as well as through your head. And this device looks very similarly, actually. It can be put right on top of the neural gamma, so you can use it with it. But it can also be put anywhere in the body, like on your hip, your knee, your elbow, wherever you might be having some issues. Or if you have tremors, you can see if you can get some relief from those as well. So it's a portable kind of a device. But you can see the picture there on the website, Vana, and get a little idea of what it looks like.
Okay. So for Lynn, who went and got a massage and felt like she was hurting afterwards, might I suggest Bowen Work?
That's right. That's a wonderful suggestion. You know, Lynn has just left the gathering. I'll be sure to add that in the notes for her. That's a wonderful idea.
BowenWorkUSA, I think, .com. You can find a BowenWork practitioner in your area.
That's right.
It's very non-invasive. And I get one about one time a week, and it's very relaxing. And I do have a tremor in my right hand, sometime in my right foot. But when I'm getting the treatment, nothing is moving around real fast. In other words, it relaxes.
Oh, that sounds delightful. And many people have found Bowen therapy to be a very useful therapy, along with the cranial sacral. So I'll be sure to add that to the notes, Vana. Thank you for mentioning that. It didn't occur to me when we were talking to suggest that.
Yeah, well, what I don't like about them is they come to an end. The sessions come to an end.
Right. Can it be perpetual, huh? Unfortunately not.
I just want to mention I had a sister who had a sleep study done, and she would stop breathing about 50 times in one night, and it went on to affect her heart and other things. And I thought, well, maybe I need to have it because I did snore. So I had a sleep study done, and I was mild obstructive apnea. I was found to have a mild obstructive apnea. And so I found out about this apparatus that you do put in the mouth.
Yes.
It's like a retainer in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And over the past 6 to 9 months, I've been sleeping with that thing in my mouth, at least the last 6 months. And I went in and I got it to a dentist, so Medicare paid for it. I was surprised, but Medicare paid for it. And I got it to a dentist, not a regular dentist, but a dentist that does this kind of thing. And I went and got a sleep study done about a week ago, and I got back a report. And they said, well, you don't have sleep apnea anymore.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So if I stopped breathing, it was maybe a fraction of 1% in a given hour. So I haven't seen the report yet, but they called me with a preliminary verbal result and said, hey, you know, you don't have any problem. But I have to sleep with a retainer in my mouth probably the rest of my life.
Yeah,
but
well,
it allows
you to be able to have good sleep.
Yeah, I sleep through the night pretty much. But also the dentist's office told me about a thing called Snore Lab. Did I say about that before?
No.
It's an app that you can get on a smart telephone called Snore Lab, S-N-O-R-E, Lab, L-A-B. It's free, and you can put in your profile, and what you do is when you're fixing to go to bed at night, if you start it and plug up the telephone and put it on your nightstand face down, and all night long it will monitor your snoring, because the dentist's office always asked me, they said, well, do you snore? And I said, well, you know what, I don't stay up and wait and find out.
Right. Hello, how am I supposed to know that, right?
So sometimes my snore score is 30, sometimes it's 50. But the disadvantage of that is if you sleep with somebody, is both of your scores. So that's
Apparently
my husband and I both snore. So so sometimes I have nights away from him, and so when I had the sleep study done last week, I want to make sure to do it in a controlled situation where I wasn't picking up his snoring sound too.
Right.
And they told me that they asked me, said, did you have the apparatus in your mouth? I said, I sure did. And they said that I didn't stop breathing during the night. So it all boils down to the fact that if a person has PD, it could be that they're not getting enough oxygen at night because they're snoring.
Yeah. The simplest answers are sometimes the correct answers, so that makes
good
sense.
There's a whole what?
I was just going to say there's a whole group of dentists out there that do appliances for persons with Parkinson's to be able to open up that passageway. So we've interviewed people who've had that technology and found it's been useful too.
I found out a referral from somebody, and they referred me to a dentist that's about 3 miles from where I live. So it's really convenient.
Wonderful.
So, and another thing, I went to about a year or so ago, I went to a neurologist. And they said, well, take Cinnamon. So I started taking the 25-100 milligram things. And I did them 3 times a day. And then in September 25th, I cut down to 2 times a day. And then I went recently to the neurologist, and actually I just talked to the physician assistant, said I'm going to take one a day or none. So if you hear about Bonapal going bananas, you know I went bananas.
And so if you do reduce it too quickly and begin to have some kind of significant side effects, just, you know, slow down the reduction a bit. That's what
I've been on two pills since September 25th of 2018. So I'm going to go down to one and see if I fall on my face or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do, then it means you're going down too quickly and you've got to reduce the reduction. So,
I'm going down. I may just last 1 week and then be done with it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You might be able to cut it out, but you never know how your body's going to respond. So just respect your body's ability to do what it needs to do.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty much what I've been doing. And what I want to do is the physician's assistant emphasized exercise. So I've got my rebounder, and I've got my treadmill, and I've got a little portable bicycle thing.
God.
I just about chick-chacked my legs off yesterday. So
Oh, great. And that's exactly right. If there's anything you can do that will make a difference, and I don't care how many therapies we're talking about, it's going to be exercise.
Well, one of the things that I do, you know, after I fell in 2017, I was in a Hemi Walker, which is a on one side of your body.
Yeah.
And then I went to a bilateral walker, and now I don't take any walker. However, a long time ago, I had bought these sticks that looked like ski sticks, you know how skiers have the sticks.
Yeah.
And I walk with these around the neighborhood, and that helps me take the pressure off my hips and off of my legs.
Hello.
I'll walk with that.
Wonderful. That sounds absolutely wonderful. So that sounds wonderful, Vonna.
Yeah. So I'd like to know more about all this stuff you're talking about, but I'll just look at the notes.
Yes, and let me know what else I can do in terms of providing some additional support and information, okay?
Yeah, we need to get on the phone and talk about other plans, because since then I've been to Australia and New Zealand for 3 weeks.
Wow, you are the international traveler.
110 degrees over there because it's summertime, or was.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. We're freezing here, but they're baking here.
Well, you're not freezing. Well, I'm in Texas, so I'm not freezing like you. But
yeah, right.
Anyway.
Well, thank you, Vonna.
Nice.
We look forward
to talking to you guys.
We look forward to connecting with you. Just let me know how I can help, okay?
Okay. Take care.
All right. Yeah, you too. So let me now check in with Donna from California. Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, so what's up with you?
Well, just listening in mostly today. Some good tips. I'm real interested in what the last participant was talking about, so that's good.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here, Donna.
You're welcome.
And now let me check in with, I believe it's Bill. Hello, Bill. Are you there?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi there. Doing well, thanks. So what's up with you, Bill?
You know, the usual. You know, it always strikes me when I listen in that just about every type of therapy requires, because Parkinson's such an individualized disease, everybody reacts differently and needs different dosages of things. So it's always incumbent on the individual person to determine whether something's working or not and how much of something to take and so forth.
Right.
And it's difficult to do because, you know, we're not just doing one thing that you can isolate away from other things that may be working or not working. So it's a kind of endless challenge.
You know, it really is, Bill, and the body's always changing. So we're always having to listen to see, well, what do we need today? And it's always different, it seems like. So it is indeed a challenge.
Yeah.
Really. And, you know, I really empathize with people who always ask me questions to the effect of, should I take this supplement, and if so, how much? And I always have to say, well, I actually don't know. And, of course, that frustrates people because I'd like to be able to say, in fact, I have to tell you, when I first started doing this research, I really believed that I was going to be able to come out with a, could I say, formula for people. And so I would be able to say, take these three supplements and do this kind of exercise specifically and maybe this therapy and you'll be good to go. You know, and I thought, and that turned out to be, that's not, it doesn't even come close to what I really found. And I thought, oh, it's really so involved and so complex, but that's life. That's just, that's the truth of it.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, you just have to accept that's the way it is. And just Parkinson's a tricky thing and manifests differently in different people. And as you say, you can even, within a given individual, be different over time.
Exactly, it changes. It really is. And so the therapies that you need right now are going to be what you need right now, but who knows what you're going to need in a couple of months or 3 months or a year. So it is really always changing.
So I was thinking about that in connection with CBD oil, where nobody can really say for Parkinson's disease, take this amount. And everybody gives the same advice, which is just, you know, start low and work up and assess how your body reacts to it and so forth. Which is perfectly sensible advice, but...
But then it's a challenge to do that. It would be so nice if we had a very specific dosage to recommend. The reason I like this new development of this, what's called 10X pure spectrum, is that because of the incredible penetration of that oil, what I'm pretty sure about is, I can't say 100%, but I'm pretty sure, speaking as just from a logical point of view, that if you get that and you experiment with doses, you will find if that's going to help you or not. That will be the answer. So you don't have to feel like, well, I didn't get enough dosage, you know, I didn't get enough penetration. So that's one that I think will give you the answer with a little experimentation. And for that one, you can start with just taking a drop or two. And if that doesn't help, you increase the number of drops, increase. You've got the whole bottle to use to see what will really help. And so it's just a way to find out if that's going to help or not. And it's risk-free.
Right. Well, the good thing about CBD oil, and one of the few things that everybody agrees on, is that there's no real danger of overdosing.
That's right. Although, as I was saying earlier, what I've been concerned about is the cost. So I don't want
people
to be
taking too much.
It's too costly. And so if this
10X
pure spectrum oil winds up being what I think it is, it means that the cost will be so much less And people may be able to get one of those bottles, and it could last 3 or 4 months. So that would be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, because obviously you don't want to spend more money than you have to. If a lower dose would be just as effective.
That's right. You don't want to be breaking the bank. And in terms of therapies, there are all these choices out there. So you don't want to put all your marbles into one little therapy. You want to realize you got to spread your kind of investments over different things. So if we can reduce the cost of CBD oil for people on a daily basis, then it means that they've got more resources to expend on, you know, investigating some of these other therapies. Like the Bowen therapy that Vonna just mentioned. You might be able to get that free from somebody. But, I mean, these people, they're certified. They spend a lot of money to get certified. So, I mean, they have to charge something to be able to give you that therapy. And they're skilled. They're technicians. So.
Yeah, I did Bowen a couple of years back, and she's right. It is quite a bit more gentle.
Right.
It was a little bit effective with me. It wasn't, you know, groundbreaking, but
it helped a little.
It is a good option for people, and it's not rough massage in any way, which I think does harm to people with Parkinson's.
I do, too. When people ask me what therapies would you not recommend, that's always at the top of my list, to stay away from that. Get the gentle therapies, not the ones that are really invasive.
Right. Bowen would be a good, I'd recommend that for people to try anyway.
Yes. Yes, as would I. And, of course, as was Vonna recommending as well.
Right. Thank you, Robert.
Well, thank you, Bill, for being here today. It's always so wonderful to be able to connect with you every single month. So now let me open up the line to Sherilyn and say hello. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi there. So what's up with you?
Oh, not much. We're doing good here in Denver, and my Parkinson's is under control as of
now. Wonderful news. Let's all celebrate that. Oh, my God.
But I just exercise a lot and take my medicines, which I don't like to take, but oh well. Suck it up and take it. But anyway, but I just got a new puppy. That seems to help because I don't have time to think about my Parkinson's.
Good. Exactly. Yeah, thinking about what gives you joy will make a big difference in terms of whatever symptoms you experience.
Exactly. So anyway, well, great show today.
Good. Well, thank you for that positive report. That gives us all encouragement.
Okay, thank you. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for connecting into our gathering today. So now let me open up the line to Julie. Hello, Julie. Are you there?
I am, Robert. Unfortunately, an episode just started, and I'm kind of falling apart.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, we all send our prayers to you.
Oh, please do. I don't know why it starts. I don't know how long it lasts. I don't know how to get it finished. And I had some questions, but I think I'll just have to type them in for you. I think I'm just going to have to hang up.
We can talk, or you can email their questions so we can be sure to address them. And you know what you might want to do, Julie, right now, since your episode is just starting, is you might want to see if you can breathe a little deeper, get a little oxygen in your body. That's what Vonna was just talking about. And maybe just getting a little oxygen in there will tame down that episode a bit.
Oh, I will try. It almost feels like if I breathe deeply, then I'm going to stuff myself up. But I will try that, Robert. Thank you.
Yeah, just
open
up your mouth, take the air in. A little longer out breath and see if you can't get a little more oxygen there in your body. Breath in. And, you know, you don't have to force it. Just as whatever comfortable level you are will be absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you, Julie, for being here. We look forward to connecting with you when you're feeling better.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome indeed. So we've now opened up the line to everybody who we have a connection with here in our panel. I'm looking to see what's in the chat room. And, of course, this will be on your regular course page. And Ivana says, feel free to share my contact information as I love sharing with others. And that's her contact information, Ivana1@AOL.com, and her phone number. So Ivana is the individual who talked about the appliance for her mouth that has improved her sleep apnea, I guess to the point where she's got complete full unobstruction when she sleeps. and she talked about the snoring device, and she talked about the incredible value of Bowen therapy. So if you'd like to be able to contact her, she'd be able to be delighted to be able to talk with you about what she's doing to be able to get sustained relief from her symptoms. She's clearly on the road to recovery. Let me check into the questions and answers field and see if we've got anybody who's there, and we don't. So looks like we've responded to all the questions in our chat room that have been entered. We've checked the Q&A field, and I think we've got everybody covered there. So just know that we will be connecting as we do every single month at the last Monday of next month in March at 12 noon Pacific time. If you have any additional topics or questions that you'd like for me to do some research on, as I did here for this particular class, send them in, and I will do my research and see if I can provide some additional information and support in response to your very specific needs and questions. And, of course, you can also always, in the particular support group page, anytime during the month, you can type in the questions and answers field any question that you might have. I'll grab that, and I'll be sure to do research on it before our session next month. As a reminder, the kind of topics that we discussed are there are links to those over in on your course page. So if you'd like to be able to get those, please feel free to simply connect in there. If you need anything from me, you know my email. It's robert@parkinsonsrecovery.com. And that's what's – oh, I should also say before I conclude our gathering today, don't forget to please check in with every weekday the support group pages. Remember, we've got all sorts of support material there that we put up every single day. I spend hours and hours developing that material for all of you who are Parkinson's recovery members. So, yes, the support group gathering is one of the kinds of support services we offer, but it's only one among many others. So check out our updates from me. Check out the meditations, the long meditation, the short meditation. Check out the jokes so that you can laugh every day, the free recipe, the exercise, the mind work so that you can develop your right and left sides of your brain and reconnect the two and to forge new neural networks. Solve a problem every day and see the answer the following day. And again, that creates new neural networks. And, of course, the little website that I love the most is the little quote of the day. We've got some gems in there that we put up every single day. When you get down in the dumps and you feel like, oh, this is not happening the way you really wanted to see it evolve, then connect into the websites. Everything there is positive. It's supportive, new ideas, new visions, new suggestions for what you can do to get relief from your symptoms. So it's there for you to be able to provide sustained and enduring support on your journey down the road to recovery. Remember, you don't have to log into anything. You just connect into one of the pages, and all of the other connections to the pages are down the right side of the page. We will send out later today a summary of the topics that we discussed today and the links of the various information that we were able to convey. So you'll have some notes about what we've done. Also, remember, on the support group page for your membership, we've got replays of all of our gatherings, and there have been some really wonderful discussions and information that's been shared. So be sure to check back on that, and if there are topics that you find you're really interested in, I think you'll find there'll be some supportive and additional information in some of those past support group gathering replays and notes. We have them both that are actually provided. So thanks so much for connecting in. Vanna does say here, on the chat room page, this is for you, Julie, if you're still there. Inhale 4, hold 7, exhale 8. So you want to exhale longer than you do on the inhale, and that'll provide you with some sustained and quite wonderful relief. And as you all know by now, that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all of the men are handsome, and all of the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you're connecting in here to the support group gathering today, that you are a Parkinson's recovery member, that you in your own way, in your own fashion, are indeed traveling successfully down the road to recovery. Thanks so much for being a part of what we're doing here to provide support, information, and resources to persons dedicated to being able to find ways to heal the neurological challenges that they currently experience. Look forward to connecting with each of you one month, last Monday of March.